Morning, everybody. How you doing? A couple things, just announcements from the game. The players of the game this week, probably hard to figure out who the offensive player of the game was. So Jerome got that honor and also gave game balls to the whole offensive group, coming a yard away from the team record. And just watching the tape again, showing it to him this morning, there's some great blocks. Lawrence Vickers was outstanding. I thought that Joe Thomas and Steinbach and some of their double teams and Rex, and I mean, those guys are really impressive. And the receivers down the field, same thing. So real group effort. They all got game balls for that. Cribs was the special teams player of the week. Did the same thing with the return team. Gave them all game balls as well. Defensive player of the week was Ruben. And what I liked most about what he did during the game is he played the blocks really well, the core blocks, but some of the hustle plays that he made down the line of scrimmage, especially for a guy his size, and he did throughout the game, I thought was excellent. And our practice player of the week was Corey Francis. The other news that we have is we had to put Brady Quinn on injury reserve this morning, so he sustained an injury on the quarterback keep there late in the game, and just won't be able to play again this season. So DA will start this week with Brett as the two, and Cribs will be the three. So we'll get him a few reps working at quarterback. And we signed Scott Kustra, offensive lineman. In terms of Oakland, looking at this team, it's I've seen them do a lot of good things as the season's gone on. Won three out of the last five against three pretty good teams. And the way they won them, I think, is the most impressive thing. Coming back late in the game, making plays. Pittsburgh, there's some really outstanding catches late to sustain that drive. And Cincinnati, kind of the same thing, and then getting a turnover late on special teams. Denver scoring with 39 seconds left. They beat Philadelphia early in the year. So they've played some good football, and I think they've gotten better as the year's gone on. Offensively, what we'll have to deal with is a penetrating defense, and these guys are a big, physical, penetrating group. Almost, I think it's over 10% of their plays, the rushing plays that they face, go for negative yards. They've been generating a lot of pressure on the quarterback at 15th in sacks. They're 10th or 11th in red zone defense, which has helped them quite a bit, especially in these close games. And on third down, they've been outstanding. So we have our work cut out for us there, and it's a lot of man-to-man tight coverage where they really challenge you and they bring the rush hard up the field. Defensively, little bit different style of running game than what we faced here recently, and they've got three good backs, whether it's Bush, Fargus, McFadden. They all can hurt you, and like I said, there are some things that we have to adjust to in terms of the style with which they run the football. They've generated some big plays. The young kid Murphy has a couple really big plays. He had a great catch against Pittsburgh on the sideline to get a first down. Dealing with this tight end, and he hurt us last year when we played him. Excellent hands, good run after the catch. He's a true tight end. He can block, he can catch, and he's dangerous in the passing game. And as I said, I think that they've had a lot of uncertainty at quarterback. They've had a lot of changes, a lot of injuries there. But the things that they're doing from a scheme perspective have been sound, and to be able to put different people in there and still move the ball against some good defenses, I think says it all. And then on special teams, we've got really arguably the best tandem in terms of punter and kicker. Don't give you many chances to get much done in the return game. And I think the longest punt return against them is 23 yards. And, you know, Janikowski can hit from forever. I mean, the thing just flies off his foot. So, I don't know where field goal range is with him, but it's back there. So, with that, I'll open up to questions.
Coach, what was your was a Brady, a leg injury or?
Foot.
Foot.
Yeah.
But what happened? He
just got injured on that run that he had, the quarterback keep late in the game on the sideline, and looking at it, not going to be, wouldn't be able to play this week, wouldn't be able to play next week. Really, it's, you know, going to take a little while.
Surgery?
Don't know that yet. Don't know that yet.
I mean, did somebody step out? Did they turn wrong? Or?
It's hard to tell on the film, like the angle that you have. It's hard to see exactly what it is. He and I were talking about it last night, and even he wasn't sure exactly, you know, how it happened.
But he's able to finish the game, so what?
Yeah, it was only one more play, I think.
Was
one or two more plays.
That went for like 13 yards, or was that the bootleg?
No, the bootleg, late.
Derek, which foot?
That's right.
Well, how about, I mean, here we go again. Derek was down on the mat, and now he's back up. What's his state of mind?
I think it's positive. He's been positive. He's been positive throughout the process, just like Brady was. And we've had a few moving parts throughout the season, offensively, defensively, guys stepping in, and they responded well. So I expect the same thing from DA.
Brady had kind of an uneven season for a lot of reasons. How would you assess it overall?
That's something to really go back and look at after the season. I think he had done a really nice job. We made a pretty radical transition going to all no huddle. Thought that operated very effectively and got better as we went, and it helped us quite a bit. I thought last game, I don't know if you guys remember, the little sort of called a bubble screen where Stuckey kind of bowed out. That was one of those plays that wasn't called. They had a lot of people in the box. Brady saw it, got it out to him. We got the first down. Those types of things are the types of things that you're looking for, because you have the play called, and sometimes it's not going to be very good. And they just got you. They've got their forces massed at a place where it's not going to be successful. And to understand where you can then attack them is important. I thought he improved with that throughout the course of the season. Even the ball handling on the one that he kept, Brown was right there on the edge. And I remember looking at it thinking, oh, man, this isn't going to be very good. But the way that he sold the run, it sucked Brown hard, like a hard edge down the line. There's nobody there. And it doesn't seem like that's a big deal, but that was the difference between the play working or getting blown up.
Will you be able to run the no huddle with Anderson?
Yeah. Well, yep. He's been working on it, worked on it during training camp, so comfortable that he'll be able to go out and do it effectively.
Preliminary sense of whether Quinn showed you enough to at least be considered as the quarterback of the future?
I think he's done a lot of good things. I really do, and I think that a lot of things that I was hoping for at the beginning of the season really started to see in the latter part of the season. I think the no-huddle helped him quite a bit, and his ability to do that as well as he did helped us. We've improved in quite a few categories, and I'm not saying that's the only reason. I think that, you know, over the course of time, we've gotten better as a group, but I think that's been positive for us. So we'll just see where we are.
On the passing level, his number of games of 100 yards or less, you know, just outside looking in, would seem to be a red flag when you compare that to what other quarterbacks, especially in your division, put up game to game. How much of a red flag are those numbers, and how much of a concern is it, how much of a question is it as to whether Quinn will be able to pass well enough to be, a decent starter if he is a starter?
Yeah, I think that's something that we definitely have to improve on. We're not going to have the running game production that we had last week very often. I mean, I think that's a pretty unique performance by any stretch. You know, the other thing that I know he'd like to have back from last game, and so would I, with the turnovers. and we've done a good job of protecting the football, and that's critical. It's critical. When we've stopped turning over the ball, the games have changed. The games have changed for us, and you know, our giveaway-takeaway ratio, we obviously need to generate a lot more defensively than we have. And we gave one away last game, the one that hit our young linebacker in the chest. Could have been an easy one, but you know, it's the combination of those two, protecting the ball, being able to turn it over. And you know, but there's been some good things. I thought Chancey last game had another solid game with five catches, really like the catch he had on the sideline. The play right after the catch on the sideline, I think, is another example to point at Brady's progress and the offense's progress. Not sure whether it was in or not, him being able to go up, get the snap off quickly, not give Kansas City a chance to challenge. We've called that a couple times throughout the course of the season. You guys probably remember the one early against Baltimore, and that was, I mean, looked a lot different, was a lot less effective, and positive, able to do that.
Did Brady Quinn have the receivers, the skill position parts, to fairly judge him as a quarterback? I mean, right now, do you feel comfortable with the receiving core as it is right now going into the future?
I think we'll look at that like we'll look at any other position. I mean, going into this season, we didn't really have a lot of depth at receiver, and that was something that we had to address in the draft. Taking two young guys as early as we did just was it was a real neat position. So they've come on. They've shown different things at different times. I think they'll both continue to develop. I think adding Chancey helped. I think Evan Moore has been a really pleasant surprise and good pickup for us. So there's some positives. Need to see how that growth continues, and always need to look for opportunities to improve.
Can Brady be fairly judged by, you know, in terms of his accuracy, in terms of his performance, you know, based on maybe that you don't have the all the pieces, parts you would need to fairly judge him?
Well, I think that you have to look at what the situation is and put it in a context like you would do any other position. I think the positive is, you know, we've got a guy that really understands quarterbacks coming in to help out. So I think he'll be able to shed some light on this as well.
What is a fair, I mean, with 12 to 13 starts in 3 years, what's a fair number?
Everybody has a different opinion on that. I've heard 1,000 snaps. I don't know what the exact number is for that. I mean, you see some guys that bounce around, don't get an opportunity, suddenly get an opportunity and play really well. A guy like Kurt Warner, I mean, he's in the Arena League for a while and suddenly gets a chance and lights it up. It's Flutie. It's up in Canada. I mean, I don't know what point it really hits, and I think the thing that you see is it hits different for different guys. Castle hadn't thrown a ball, or maybe a little bit of burn late one year against Miami, one of those games that we had in New England.
What's your reaction to Mike Palmer joining the Browns?
It's the same as we've talked about before. I think it's to be able to bring somebody in of his stature, of his really has a wealth of knowledge and the experiences that he's had, and in terms of winning on a consistent basis, I think that's outstanding. Plus the strong offensive background that he has, I think that's great as well. So I know he'll be in here next week, and what I'm going to continue to focus on is coaching the group, and that's what the players are focusing on, is getting ready for Oakland, the coaches as well. I think it's, like I said, anytime you can add someone that's really, really smart and has a wealth of knowledge, pretty good situation.
Have you had any contact with him since he left here last week, in the last 24 hours or anything?
Well, nothing really had moved forward during that point, so last night was when it moved forward, and we were pretty deep into game planning, and it was pretty late when we found out, so we'll see how that goes.
One more question about how much time it takes to judge a quarterback. How about when he has to switch offensive systems, as Brady did from Chudzinski to Brian Daboll? How does that affect that judgment?
Again, it's tough to say. Different guys have switched systems at different points. I think Kurt Warner switched systems down in Arizona when the new staff came in. And he was pretty effective. There's been, I'm trying to think of the system that run New Orleans and how similar that was to San Diego. I think that was kind of a switch.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be easier to switch systems
if you've been playing for as long as Kurt Warner has, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm just trying to draw parallels between quarterbacks. Look at Matt with Castle. He's switching systems, and there's been some good things and some things that haven't been as good. I think any time you make an adjustment like that, it takes time as well. But to be able to pinpoint and say there's one formula for evaluating any position, there's always the variables. The receiving core, the protection, the opportunities, the system, all those things are variables that you look at, and what you're trying to look for, what are the constants? What factors are there regardless of all the variables? And do you feel those constants are strong enough that, as you change the variables and improve the variables, that's going to improve as well? And I don't think it's an exact science by any stretch.
Now that Holmgren is on board, has Randy given you any message or any assurances that that you'll be given every opportunity to continue on?
We didn't talk about that. I talked to Randy last night just about Mike and he coming to terms and the timeline, things like that. That was the focus of our conversation. So
Mike has said that he, being the head coach, for so many years, he's sympathetic to coaches. He doesn't really think it would be fair, to fire somebody after 1 year, and then he'll come in and give everybody a chance to prove themselves. Is that a good thing to hear?
Yeah, I think if you've coached and you've been a head coach, you understand the different things that go into any season. I mean, Mike, his last year in Seattle, had a tough season. They were 4-12, so you go through those things. We're 5-11 New England with Bill. Jeff Fisher was taking a lot of heat early on. Nice job turning that around, and I think it hits at different points, and there's always variables to every equation. The key thing is to look at what the situation was, assess it, and see how you want to move forward.
When you get any kind of clarity on the long-term stuff that might...
I haven't talked about that, haven't focused on that. I won't focus on that, won't focus on it this week, won't focus on it next week. That's really discussion for after the season, and whatever the decision is, and I'm very comfortable with the things that we've done, and I know, I know the things that we're building here, so it's not going to be a focal point.
Games important to your job security, do you believe, or do you feel that you've made the improvements throughout the season to already make the argument?
I can't say this enough. It's not keeping a scorecard as to, what's important for job security. It's not keeping putting together a PowerPoint presentation or a resume or any of that stuff. That's not what I'm focused on, and I'm not trying to be flippant or anything like that. It's just I believe in the things that we've done. I believe in the progress we've made. I know what kind of staff we have. I know the different situations that we faced. And I feel comfortable with where we're headed and the progress we've made.
It's a lot easier to show that kind of progress when when you have a couple of games in the win column, though, do you feel, you know, are you happy that, how happy are you that it's coming together at a time when everything's uncertain?
I'm happy for these guys. I mean, these guys have worked like crazy here. Just ask them. They'll tell you. You know, they've worked hard, and, you know, they've worked together. They've supported each other. They've we've brought in new players, and they've embraced those new players. And, you know, I'm proud of the way they're playing, whether it was against San Diego, you know, the last two games, the different things that we've been able to do. It's good stuff, and it's good stuff for them, and they deserve those things. They've earned it, and, you know, I want them to take advantage of the opportunities they have here this week and then the opportunity they have next week.
Just one thing. What do you see on Charlie Fry? Your little video review of him so far?
Yeah, there wasn't a ton of tape, so they're going to have to go back and research it some more, and I think there's still some uncertainty as to how that's going to unfold this week as well. We're going to have to look at the scheme. We're going to have to look at what the consistencies have been in the scheme, regardless of who the quarterback is, and then be able to plug in the strengths and weaknesses of the quarterback based on the things that we can anticipate are going to happen regardless of who's in there. Because there are some serious variables as to who's going to play.
So you don't know right now who you're going to face?
I don't think it's a certainty right now. You know, there's some of that, and could look at some of that as well. And you do that at times when it's a guy that you don't have a lot of familiarity with. The only thing that's tough about that is, again, you don't know what they were being asked to do here versus what they're being asked to do there. But you do try to, like I said before, find something that is part of him regardless of what system he's in.
Thank you.